Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Lee, I can't imagine the show I'd be doing this morning if Her Highness had won.
Or if you'd be doing a show.
Yeah, there is that. Quite seriously, though, I don't know. I think Trump's holding back a lot of things, including in talk radio, actually. But the United Nations today, if Her Highness were president, would successfully impose, with the support of the Biden and then Harris regimes, a tax on Americans. The Biden administration absolutely supported this. And United Nations, and you know, you said this to me the other day, and I was thinking about it. You said, what is the purpose of the United Nations? And I said, oh, their job is to wait around for one world government, and they're just going to rule. And they've already built the extensive censorship apparatus that they need. They're waiting any moment to impose it. They've imposed it on India. They've imposed it on other countries. They're leading the fight there. Literally, the curtains are closing on the rest of the world. This is the only free place left. And every day they lose more freedoms and just at an incredible clip across the world. Well, the International Maritime Organization, that's a UN body based in London, has plans to secure final approval for its net zero tax on shipping. This is a taxation with no representation on ships that emit carbon dioxide above certain limits, which is basically all of them.
Yeah.
So this would be on the goods that we buy. And in the first round of it, it was supposed to raise $10 billion to $12 billion a year, but then it goes up on a sliding scale. All money that they want and will need for global governance. Now, all of the Euro weenies, understandably, are on board with this, since we'd be paying a lot of it. And they eventually would extend this taxation system that starts with the International Maritime Organization. They wanted to extend it to international travel. They have plans where they will be the arbiters of how much you can travel. They would tax your travel punitively. I mean, there's a whole agenda here, but this is the first step in it. And Donald Trump said, hell no, no. And he has threatened any country that votes for this. They're getting tariffed. They're getting sanctioned. I mean, he said, do not attempt to, put this on our ships in foreign ports. And if you dare even vote for this, we're going to hit you with tariffs. We're going to hit you with sanctions. So hopefully we're able to stop this. But overnight, he posted on Truth Social, I am outraged that the International Maritime Organization is voting in London this week to pass a global carbon tax. The United States will not stand for this global green new scam tax on shipping and will not adhere to it in any way, shape, or form. We will not tolerate increased prices on American consumers or the creation of a green new scam bureaucracy to spend your money on their green dreams. Stand with the United States and vote no in London tomorrow. And he posted that yesterday. The vote is today. We'll see who defies us. But Lee, can you imagine if she was the president?
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Well, I've got an idea for Trump. For the next round of sanctions, just say, okay, fine, if you guys want to do this, the U.S. Navy will not patrol the seas in defense of your shipping.
Yeah,
Because basically, the United States Navy is responsible for international shipping. And I mean, that's the effective thing is the, at least the threat of or the presence of U.S. naval vessels is what, you know, has been trying to stop the pirating that was going on in the Red Sea and around the Horn of Africa and plenty of other places around the world.
Oh, that is such a great point. I forgot about the Houthis or what's left of
What's left of the Houthis, yeah.
Yeah. And Biden just let them, you know, hurl bombs at our Navy.
Well, while he was funding their missile suppliers in Iran.
That too. Yeah, that was fine. And we were like, is that your headquarters? Weird, we didn't get that before. Kaboom!
Yeah.
It was great. Fireworks and all. Better than the 4th of July.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? They'd gotten so casual about it, they were all standing in a circle having a big meeting when the bomb hit. Because they were like, Biden, U.S., they don't care, they're cool. Now they're afraid. Boom! Yeah, no, this ain't the Biden administration. I'm glad you brought that back up. So we've got all of that going on. I want to just mention this. This isn't getting a lot of play in the mainstream media, but the outlines of the global war are being outlined. And I have warned, if we ever lose the presidency again, we will lose every Bill of Rights right that we have. Every last one of them will go like that. And what you're seeing in Europe this week is terrifying. While the global elites, the oligarchs, people like James Comey and up until yesterday, John Bolton run around breaking law after law after law after law after law after law. No problems. No indictments. You live in Europe. If you want to leave your country, you have to give them your fingerprints and your face print. They've got a biometric exit entry system that went live on Sunday. It'll be complete in 6 months. Can't come back to your country, can't leave. And get this, not only do you have to give them a copy of your fingerprints like you're a common criminal, every time you go through the system, you have to submit to a face scan and give them your fingerprints again. That's a prison. And what are they doing? Well, just a few weeks ago, UK announced that along with the EU, it would do digital ID. They're going to hook it all up. This is the identical system that they have in China. And they very much want us to be a part of it, which is why the news broke overnight about what the EU has just done. The EU has just fined a U.S. Website's message board called 4chan. And it's got all kinds of boards on it. Some of them are very informative. Some of them are racist. Some of them have stuff that I personally condemn. But it's free speech. And they have levied a fine on 4chan. They say they want the Euroweenie bureaucrats out of Brussels, the EU bureaucrats, to be given access to the system so they can assess how many European Union laws 4chan has broken and begin content moderation. Wait a minute. Is 4chan live in Europe? Can you get it there? No, it's already blocked, like the show is. Well, then they're fining 4chan for letting Americans write and read this stuff. Yeah, you got it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, that's like, you know, us trying to impose a speed limit on a European highway.
Yeah, no, that's a, wow, what a great example. Yeah, and be like, you know, says step aside. We'll be writing the rules here. Okay. Now, it gets worse. The UK, their Office of Communications, which enforces something they call their Online Safety Act, has followed suit, and they have fined 4chan. And they also have sent letters to three other websites, Reddit, X, Discord, and Blue Sky. And they've said, listen, you've got to let our bureaucrats in. We're going to need to take a look at what you're writing and censor it, or the fines start for you too. But the first actual fine has gone out for 4chan. Why they pick 4chan, Lee? Because it is known internationally for some of its boards. It's got boards on everything from pets to, you know, flying airplanes to just like anything, everything under the sun, right? It's like Reddit, basically. It's a cheaper version of Reddit. But they have boards Reddit doesn't even allow. And again, there's white supremacy stuff. It's not violence. There's nothing illegal, right? It's just very, very, very offensive. But it's free speech, and it is absolutely covered by the First Amendment. Lee, we've seen this before, okay? I will never forget where I was. I was listening to Fox News. We were at the beach. I was in the car, and Steve Doocy broke the story that Alex Jones had just lost his social media accounts. Mm-hmm. And Steve Doocy made a comment, something like, well, you know, but he's a conspiracy theorist. He's not like these other people. And I turned to my husband. I said, they're going to take Trump's accounts. They're going to take them. Yeah. This is a test. When the least popular among us, conspiracy theorists, whatever, lose their accounts, it is a test to see what we will allow. So this ain't over. And they're doing, now here's what's kind of scary about this, okay? It's two things. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have been very clear about this. We are not for this. We will not tolerate this. And Keir Starmer even promised Trump in that meeting they had, oh, no, I'm not going to censor American sites. I'm not going to do it. Well, this is a violation of that, right? But here's the problem with this. When you look at 4chan, they're also saying, the UK is saying, hey, listen, we're also going to go for anyone who hosts 4chan. Well, I just went on Google last night to see, hey, can I get 4chan on Google, 4chan.com? Yep. So they can get them through Google. Yeah. They can get them on our shores through Google. And I think you haven't seen Trump go really hardcore on this because he's still doing tariff negotiations. He's still doing NATO, you know, negotiations in terms of like Ukraine and Russia. With these people.
There's only so much one man can do, Tara.
Well, I know he can't do everything. That's what I'm saying. At some point, Congress has to step up. They've got to be clear about this. I mean, this is why Nigel Farage testified before Congress a couple weeks ago, begging us, please stop them. They are raiding our homes in the middle of the night for speech, where we're saying, hey, this migrant raped this little girl. Can you make him go away? And they raid his home. The person who posted it. He's not even legally supposed to be there. And, you know, look, here's the problem. We've already seen the UK set sort of the precedent for this with Reddit, X, Discord, and Blue Sky, of all places, because they demanded age verification checks that are very, you know, unique to the Digital Services Act, the Online Safety Act, and that are not U.S. law. And they demanded it so that, you know, Elon Musk, Discord, Reddit could stay in Europe and in the UK. And guess what? All four complied. Now, Wikipedia is challenging their law in UK court. Because, you know, Wikipedia, when you put post to it, it's anonymous. UK is saying we can't allow that anymore. So they're in UK court fighting it. But, Lee, we're going backwards. We're losing right now. We're losing. Because the UK is saying, yeah, we're going to go to Google next. We're going to find them. And by the way, this Online Safety Act has prison sentences if you do not comply. We are one Democrat presidency away from Euroweenie Brussels bureaucrats telling us what to do. And one more last thing. Do you remember during the election When Elon Musk got a personal warning letter from EU censors because he had announced he was going to live interview Donald Trump, and they wanted it on delay so they could censor it. And he said no. They put 100 censors on it. They never did anything because he then won. But this is where we go. Every horrible thing you see happening in the UK like that can come across our borders if we lose the presidency. And we mean never get free speech back. We are no way, no how out of this fight. We're not out of the woods. This was a major move. It's exactly what Prime Minister Keir Starmer vowed just months ago he would not do right there with Donald Trump. And he just did it.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.